This is a conversation with Mary Rose Littler-Jones, recorded on Tuesday, the 29th of September, 1992. And it's about her work organising the Harvest Luncheon and the church sale at Albury Church. Let me just establish one or two sort of little facts about you, first of all.
Yes.
How long have you lived in Albury and been worshipping at the church?
I've lived here since 1968.
Right, so...
October 1968.
So we're talking about 30 years of knowledge of the church.
No, 1968,
yes. 20, well, getting on for 30 years.
Getting on, years, all right, getting on for 30 years.
And can you recollect your first impression of the church when you came here? What are your earliest memories of it, going to church here?
My earliest memories were Christmas and the nativity scenes that they had in the local children, who were quite small at the time. And now I've see them all grown up and finished schooling and university.
This included your own children at that
well,
time?
Well, not at that time, no, because at that time my children were a little older. They were grown up.
Tell me about that. Nobody's mentioned the nativity scenes. I mean, can you cast your mind back to that? What was it that impressed you about it?
Well, it was always rather well done, and I think it's really having seen children that I know, such as Victoria Fulsham being a little tiny angel, and quite a few others. That I think that was the first time, and then we had a flower festival, and that was quite interesting. And we had Christmas nativity things after that. The other things, I just liked going there and worshipping there. Mm. Enjoyed it.
Oh, that's
and
interesting.
And I had.
Why was that? I mean, what was special about Albury Church for you?
At the time, the rector that we had, Stuart Orme, I found very supportive and very helpful.
Several people have spoken glowingly about him.
Yes, mm. yes. One can but speak glowingly about him. He was very good.
In what way? What was special about him?
Well, personally, I found him very good. He was very helpful to me after my husband died. And I had two daughters married. One daughter was married, and the other one had a blessing on her marriage, and I've had two grandchildren christened by him.
Hmm.
So I think it was really Mr. Orme that really brought me into the church.
That's a wonderful testimony.
Because I was not really very church orientated before I came
that.
Here.
Mm. So how has your involvement in the Harvest Luncheon, how you organised that?
By asking about four people to ask, each one to ask about six people to make puddings or quiches or chicken dishes or salads. Mm-hmm. And apple tarts, anything they like. And then they bring them. Each one brings them. Then we serve them out on the day.
And this is roughly how many people come to the Harvest Lunch?
Well, we had about 65 people last Sunday. Some years we've had 70. Some years we've had 60, and these years we've had 50. We seem to
And do you advertise it at all?
Not rarely, no, only in the church.
Mm.
To come after Harvest Festival lunch.
And then the sale, when is that held?
The sale is held in November. And there it really is a question of going round and collecting people's jumble, raffle prizes, getting the posters written, designed, printed or drawn by hand, and then posted around on everybody's fence and trees.
Generally advertising it.
And generally advertising it, yes.
And then come the great day, what's involved then?
Then come the great day, everybody turns up and then they have to start sorting out their, each one has to sort out their own stall and arrange the hall the way we need it.
Do you have stalls for different subject areas?
We have stalls for jumble, stalls for bric-a-brac, cake stalls, book stalls, raffle stalls, jumble stalls, yes, I've said jumble stalls, clothes, good as new, and then we try and stop the dealers from coming in because people have been very good and they give us things to sell, but we prefer not to let the dealers buy a big meat dish for 20p and then you see it in the antique shop the next week for about £20.
Yes. How do you spot the dealers?
You can spot them. You can spot them.
They're
not local. You can spot them. Yes.
And so what do you say to them?
You say, we're not selling this morning. You'll have to come back this afternoon and we'll... And then you try and price up your things.
I see. Is there a chance that, in fact, there may be something very valuable there? I mean, you've mentioned
yes.
a meat dish, but what about a Rembrandt?
Yes. Mm. Yes, sometimes. And we try and get somebody local who understands things. There are one or two people in the village who come and look and round and say, no, you mustn't let that go, and you must... Mm. Watch out for that, because that's too good to sell.
Are there things that are peculiar to Albury? I mean, I wonder whether there are particular ornaments or sort of plates, dishes, cups, things which are associated with Albury, which you see in the sale?
No, I don't think so.
Nothing special?
Nothing really. I can't think of anything at the moment that stands out.
What has been the can you recollect any particularly interesting thing that has come to light?
What, through the sale?
Through the sale.
I don't think really.
Mm. Most people have a fair idea of what they're putting in.
Everybody knows, yes. Mm. But it's the work that people put into it. I mean, if you run a produce stall, it just doesn't happen. You have to find the jams and go to the market and get extra vegetables. And then people make cakes and bring them in. People work very hard for the sale.
Yes,
they're
I'm
very
sure.
good all around. They work, put in a lot of time. People don't realise what a lot of work it is. And then at the end, it's all the clearing up, the sweeping of the floor, getting rid of the rubbish, fighting with the man who says he'll take it all away and give you £2 if you're lucky.
Oh, the sort of clearance.
The clearance man, yes. But one year they said, no, he'd have to be paid to take it away.
And where does he turn up from? He likewise
turns up
out of the
from
flu.
Guildford. Oh, yes, he turns up. Yes.
How fascinating. Mm. I never realised there were these sort of undercurrents.
One year we tried getting a skip and putting the things in that rather than letting him take it. And last year I collected as many clothes as I could and took them for Romania and went round delivering them at WVS in Guildford and then also in the car parks in Guildford. They have these big boxes where you can put
Big collection
clothes,
points.
That's right. I took a lot of stuff there because I couldn't bear to see it all just going. And one year I took a whole lot for Blue Peter. They had a rag collection and they were trying to get money for a horse. So I collected all that and got it all sent off by rail to Blue Peter.
Yes, but I can imagine, though, the problems of wondering what to do with it all, because
that's
I too
right.
would feel, well, perhaps I ought to take it all home.
I do. Yes. I do. I take it all home. And, in fact, I still have got a room full of black bags with things that I haven't quite got rid of, and I don't quite know where I'm going to take them or who the next person is, that, because I can't bear to see it all wasted.
I'm sure. Perhaps we could advertise this on the evening in October. Anyone would like a few bags of interesting
of
material. But the net result is that you come away with money.
We come away with money, yes. Yes, we do. We've done quite well. I don't know, I can't remember the exact sums, but we have done very well.
Can you give me an idea of the sort of sums? Is this all for the church funds?
Yes, yes.
I mean, hundreds of pounds?
Oh, thousands.
Thousands of pounds.
3,000, you know.
Gosh, that's wonderful. You know, my mother writes regularly about sort of having raised £54 in the jumble sale and so on, and everyone was very thrilled.
We have done quite well latterly.
Gosh. Yeah. So you have a lot of people coming through the door to the sales?
Yes. Yes, we do, yes. Mm. They queue up outside.
Gosh, how marvellous. Let me just take you back about to the church again and your own feelings about it. When I first saw it, I found it quite a surprise. I wasn't sure I was expecting a large red brick building.
But when you went inside,
it was lovely.
Weren't you pleased?
I was. In fact, what interested me most was, as I said to several people, it reminded me very much of St. Martin in the Fields Church in Trafalgar Square, which has got this same sort of ceiling and rounded sort of almost temple-like appearance.
Yes. Yes.
Can you remember that? Have you got grown used to it?
I have grown used to it, yes. But I do find it very pleasing, yes.
And how do you feel about the outside? Were you as disappointed as Henry Drummond was?
Well, yes. Yes, I mean, it's an ugly building from outside, isn't it?
But it depends where you are. It's quite striking from your angle here, isn't it? I mean, can you see it from the house here?
I think I can from certain spots in the garden.
Yes.
But only the, not very much of it, no. Only a little I can see.
The tower, and you
sort
of stands on the hill
just
there,
see
it's
the
quite striking.
That's right, yes.
Any other memories of it? I mean, I'm interested in, you know, your personal associations with it, the christenings and the weddings and so on. Those were obviously very happy moments.
They were very happy moments, yes. Yes, they were very happy.
And yes, is it a special building in that sense to your children too?
Yes, it is. Mm. Yes, yes, they come in. Really, it does. It means quite a lot to them. Mm-hmm.
I wonder whether you can put your finger on that feeling. I mean, Elsa King said to me proudly, "Well, it's my church."
I mean, yes. Yes, but I think we do feel that. Yes. Yes, and I think my daughters feel the same. That one of the things I did, and I really enjoyed, I ran the little nativity scene. It was really just a tableau for about 2 or 3 years, and we dressed the children up and arranged a crib scene. And I really did enjoy that, but we had many more children then, and we had more children in the choir. Now we have no choir at all. But then again, I think that's the sign of the times, isn't it?
It is indeed.
And children are not too keen to be dressed up as little shepherds and angels.
We're talking about now what this is the in the
now
1960s?
I'm talking of early in 70s. Really.
So where did you find 70s. your little Joseph's and
well,
Mary's.
Well, because we had more children in the church at the time.
So there would be an announcement in the service that anyone who would like to be in the...
That's right, mm-hmm. Yes. And I used to take them out, join the sermon, and but this is join the week, apart from the... That, and I used to take them into the vestry and run, not exactly a Sunday school, but a little play group with them.
Regularly, while the sermon was on?
Yes, but that went on for about a couple of years. We did that. But there again, the children grew up, and the Gummers are trying to do it again now.
It's a very good idea. I mean, hopefully. That would have solved a lot of problems in our church.
Anyway. But it was fun doing the Christmas scenes with them, and it was fun dressing them up and making the king's prizes, you know, the frankincense and myrrh, and the dress, paint, making them up. They enjoyed it.
So where did you assemble the materials for? I mean, the clothing and the frankincense and myrrh and so on?
Mostly from the cupboards here in the house.
In the house.
The old clothes that they could make.
What was their reaction to this? They must have been absolutely thrilled.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they were bored stiff. But
I'm sure they weren't. I mean, I'm sure they weren't.
Maybe
if you think back to your own childhood.
Maybe they didn't mind too much.
They were going to try.
But they looked very sweet as, as little angels.
When you look back to your own childhood, and these are the things that you remember so clearly.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
And then, of course, they were enthralled parents because...
Well, of course.
And what did you make frankincense and myrrh and...
Well, I seem to remember painting boxes, shoe boxes, and making things look like something they weren't.
And then when was it acted out? Is it
usually just... In the church, just at Christmas time, just only about for one service, one either before or after the carol service. So there again, I can't remember.
Did they have a script?
No, not really.
They just went.
They went on. It was read and it was mimed. Yes, but it was fun.
Yes. Really. Anything else that comes to mind that comes up through the years that you've lived here? Any little tiny memories about the church, its associations to you? Anything at all? Any little stories, anecdotes, people who have appealed to you, interested you?
I can't think of anything special. All I know is really that I have found since I moved here realised how lucky we were, because we like everyone. I have found that I've liked everybody in Albury. I haven't found anybody that I disliked, and how lucky we've been.
Well, really. That's lovely. Where did you come from, in fact?
Well, we lived in Sutton, quite a different type of place, our family lived in the New Forest.
Oh, yes.
But it was really quite amazing how we found that everybody we met we liked. Mm. Yeah, mm-hmm. We've made many friends.
That's marvellous.
That
Thank
right?
you very much indeed. Lovely.